dip.
Thanks, your greasiness. Save a buck. Dollar off coupons for advance tickets are available at any Burger King.
It's about 23 minutes after 9. All right! The time has come to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun, to pin on a badge, and become a lawman. All right, today you put on your extra special uniform because you're going to be out in the public eye. Yeah, you hate traffic duty, but you do your job, and they assign you to the busiest intersection in town. Because they know that when people see you standing there, 6 foot 2.5 inches tall, 242 pounds of rock-hard muscle, tattoos emblazoned on your bronzed arms, they'll listen. They know they'll listen or die. Well, you're standing in the middle of the intersection, directing the traffic. Everything's going real good until suddenly traffic starts to bottle up on you. Cars are backing up. People are gaping. And there you see it. Some jerk out on a ledge 15 stories off the ground. Yeah, people being morbid as they are, they all stop. Traffic's backing up as they watch this goon who's threatening to jump. You say to yourself, damn, I wish that sucker'd jump already. He's clogging up my intersection. Nobody clogs up my intersection. But it looks like he's going to hang. He's one of them people that don't really want to jump, just want somebody to talk him down. You say, hell, I ain't got time for that. So you walk over to your park squad car, you pull out your 12-gauge, and you load double-aught buck. You brace yourself on the roof of your patrol car, and you aim at that sucker's belly, and you let lead fly. You let 16 pellets to eternity run for his midsection. He's struck. Blood and spleen flies all over the place as he does a swan dive 15 stories down to the ground and lands on top of a moving Greyhound bus. People run over to the bus to try to stop it so they can retrieve his body. You say, hell, let the bus go. Maybe it'll carry his body to another county. Well, you get back into the intersection, you start directing traffic, and suddenly the people in the car start to get to you. There you are. You didn't have the money to go to college. You had to drop out of high school and finish your high school diploma in the service, or you could be as a cop. And all these guys with all that money driving around in their big fancy cars, having to work only 40-hour weeks, and you start to hate their guts. So what you do is you see a guy in a big Cadillac driving along. You direct him and an oncoming taxi cab to move into the same lane, and they crash! The guy in the Cadillac bounces off the dashboard and back. His fancy Dan denture work splattered all over the car, and you feel good. And then you see a college kid going by in an MG. You direct him into the path of an oncoming semi. Put that, you Phi Beta Kappa and smoke it, punk! And while sirens are wailing, and while ambulances approach, you climb into your patrol car, rip your badge off, shoot your gun in the air a few times, and scream with freedom. The hell with them! Yeah!
Saturday, September 3rd.